Big Ben's on vacation. The big homie on location. We got my boy D Murph coming from Houston. What up, man?
Appreciate the invite. Big Ben, I'ma hold you down, brother. I'ma hold you down. I got you, man. Yes, sir. Western Standard Podcast, man. We in this thing. Let's get it.
All right. So we got the big homie, aka D Murph, aka my non-caffeinated partner in crime. He don't like coffee. I don't like coffee, but we're still bringing that energy. Yes, and sir. You may have heard about him. He's a host of Why Not Sports, host of Flagrant 2 podcast, and author. You can find him on Amazon. Did I miss anything, Murph?
No, man. I don't want to be here all day bragging on myself, but I will say, man, I love the introduction. Appreciate it.
All right. Well, let's get into it. When I hit you up last week, we thought, you know, we'd just talk a little NBA, maybe some series. But then something happened in this world, and it's actually a serious matter. I'm talking about Jacob Blake.
Yes.
He was shot and killed on Sunday night. And the police tell a story of an armed man with a knife wanted for a felony. And the video that I saw tells a different story of a guy walking to his car, his back turned, and then he shot 7 times in the back. And now he's paralyzed from the neck down. What was your reaction and thoughts when you heard about this earlier in the week?
Again, that's the first thing I said. Again, like being a black man in society, man, it's like we're an instant target. And I know Vince Carter even said, as sad as this sounds, when he go check his mailbox, he gotta have his ID. Just in case if a patrolling cop were to, you know, just kind of question him, he can have identification stating, hey, this is where I live. So enough is enough. It is sad. I'm glad that, you know, people other than, you know, your normal, like more athletes and different professional athletes are taking a stance. And if we can join forces and collectively, man, you know, hit those pockets of these owners and realize that, hey, even athletes are starting to do more than shut up and dribble or hashtag more than the athlete. And I think we're on to something, man. Something got to change soon, man, because every other week or just more often than not, another unarmed black man either getting shot, getting killed, and still – we're still waiting for justice for like Breonna Taylor and getting these cops and these bad guys, man, arrested for things that they really unnecessarily, you know, shouldn't have done.
Yeah, I hear you, man. It's been a tough time with COVID, you know, the polarizing state of the world. Like, I'm not going to talk politics and what people believe, but it's never been this worse, right? Where there's people on different sides, but it just seems like the sides are so far apart. And I just want everyone to come together and just bring this world together, because it's a better place when there's different mix and diversity and people together. So hopefully we can do this with this podcast and just touching people in my life, because it's a crazy time right now.
I agree. Positive vibes and unity, man. And I tell anybody this. As long as we work together for that common goal, and a lot of it is peace, and let's have fun, even under the circumstances, man. Like what we're doing across the world, you in Western Standard Time, and here I'm in Central Time, and we're having a good time. So, yes, I love it.
We love it. So when this news trickled into the NBA and to everyone, there was some footage released which kind of showed the perspective of a neighbor on what happened with Jacob Blake. And there were supposed to be 3 NBA games on Wednesday. And the Milwaukee Bucks wouldn't take the floor, and they decided to protest. The Magic joined them, and then all the game canceled. Yeah. Where were you when you found out that the NBA was going to be put on hold on Wednesday?
It's crazy because I was at work. Yeah, I work a lot. For those who rock with me, they know Merv either is at work or spending time with his family. But in this case, I was at work, and my daughter actually sent me a screenshot. Hey, they're canceling the games. I'm like, what? I postponed. So I text her, because where I work at is real loud. Basically, it's in a warehouse setting. And I was like, what's up with this? And then I kind of took a break and did a little more research for a few minutes. I was like, whoa, this is real. The guys, in the NBA is basically saying enough is enough. So I was like, okay, who was it? Who where did it start from? Then it was Milwaukee, obviously Kenosha, Wisconsin, outside a city outside of Milwaukee. And I said, okay, Bucks, shout out to Milwaukee Bucks for taking that stance. I know a lot of people were saying, hey, why didn't they tell the Orlando Magic? Why didn't they alert the NBA? Like, sometimes, man, regardless if it was staged, wasn't staged, I've been hearing different theories and things. The biggest thing is the action behind it and people following suit. And now with LeBron, obviously today's games have been postponed as well. And my next question was, okay, what is LeBron and the Lakers going to do? Because obviously, he's a big piece, or some might argue, say the face of the NBA. So whatever he say is going to carry some weight. And now we're just waiting to see on the end results, man, to the protests.
Yeah, and some might say he's the face of sports, commenting on a lot of
Absolutely.
stuff
Yes.
and
Yes.
political injustice. And I don't want him to shut up and dribble. And
Right.
I think it's great that he uses his platform. I think if other NBA players want to, they should. I also feel like if they don't want to, they shouldn't have to, because
Right.
that all depends on their personalities, their perspective, and their demeanor. Some people just want to just blend in, even though
Yes.
that they're 6'5" and they're
Yeah.
millionaires, right? They
Right.
just want
Right.
like a quiet life. So to each their own.
Right.
But
Absolutely.
what upset me the most is everyone's got a different perspective, but now everyone's perspective is right and the other person's perspective is wrong. Like, what's his name? Brian Urlacher from the Bears came out
Yes.
and said something. There was Jared Kushner. I hope I'm saying his name wrong, but the president's son-in-law said something, and everyone's got an opinion. And I think in today's world, it should be okay if you have an opinion and you
Absolutely.
express yourself, politely, professionally, and peacefully. And so I like what they did. I don't think it was staged in that. The Magic thought that there was a game to be
Yeah, that's
played,
why
and
I
they
was
were
like,
kind
I
of
saw their
looking.
body language and the
They were
faces
kind
and
of like,
everything.
what's going on back here? Like, why aren't they
Right.
showing up? And so, like, I'm proud. Like, you got to take a stand for what you believe. These people are
Absolutely.
passionate. They did it the right way. They're peaceful. So I tip their hat to them. And it staged a wave in all of sports
Oh,
because
yeah.
Major League Baseball canceled some games, the MLS, and even the WNBA.
Naomi Osaka, the highest paid athlete, woman athlete, decided, man, you know what? I'm not going to play in this semifinal.
Now that we know, or at least we hear, that the season's going to go on, what are your thoughts on where do we go from here with restarting the playoffs, but then also making
Man.
sure that we're not forgetting the bigger picture outside of the bubble
Right,
and what
right.
these players are fighting for?
My initial thoughts was how long? Even though it's going to resume, it still wasn't a timetable. You know what I mean? So it could be another month. And then even then, because the draft lottery and then preparation for the 2021 season, then will they after finishing out these particular rounds or the first round, will the next round be a different format? So it's a lot of different variables. I'm always thinking outside the box. Time is money. I don't think it's going to be the same format because there's so many other things that the NBA was prepared for with with the players boycotting. So I am excited ultimately that they will resume it, but I do believe there will be some major changes in this particular season. 2020 NBA champion, Man, they're more than the champion. They went through COVID, a boycott, and playing without fans. That's a lot, man. So whoever is the winner, they deserve a round of applause and to be talked about for years to come, dealing with major differences than norm.
I agree. At first, because I'm a diehard Warriors fan and they weren't going to make it in the playoffs, I'm like, I don't want any basketball. I don't want to
Right,
see
right,
anyone win. But then
right.
once the bubble started and these games were competitive and they were in it, and I forgot how much I missed basketball
Oh,
from
yeah.
March until July.
Right.
And now I agree with you. I think it's harder. Like, yeah, you don't have the travel and the fatigue, but you have no foot fans, so there's no
Right.
home court advantage. And believe me, fans, those refs are intimidated or thinking they should call certain things when they are in LA versus they're in Boston. And then
Right.
you've got COVID, you can't see your friends or your family, and then all this social unrest and the boycott. So I
Yes.
agree. Whoever wins this, they earn it. No asterisk. My hat is
Absolutely.
off to them.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So this next question is,
Okay.
it's a little. We're not NBA players. I know
No.
you are a lot closer than me. My career got shut right after high school, but if you were in the bubble and you want someone on the ownership or the NBA to step up to help out with racial injustice and police brutality, what would some of your ask be?
That's a real good question. The owners, I believe the coaches is on board, obviously, when they take the kneel for the beginning of the game. But talking to the owners, the GM and owners, and seeing what they could do to help the players feel like they are on board with the social injustices and the police brutality, and just making sure they're on board. Because just like where we work at, or if you're an entrepreneur and you have a team, if your people do not believe in you and or trust you, then they're not going to perform, or they won't go to the bats or give it their all. So I think for me is building the trust amongst the higher uppers and seeing if they can actually maybe donate their time. Of course, money doesn't hurt, to some charities that will help provide solutions to maybe training for the police officers, or more education, far as education, far as inner city. And I mean, it's a lot of different things, man, that could be asked. But I think just the owners taking a step and a stand to support their players and supporting causes that is affiliated or that will support Black Lives Matter.
I agree. And I think there's levels to this, right? So LeBron James teamed up with the Los Angeles Dodgers. You might know this. And they
Yes.
opened up Dodger Stadium as a place to vote.
The vote, yep.
And I think the Houston Rockets owner is doing the same thing for the Toyota Center. So, like, I think that's one level. And I think that's great, is providing access to people to vote and get out and spread the word. And then anything that else is done, and I hope these players push on these owners because these owners have a lot of money, they generate a lot of money, and they have a lot of
Sure.
right contacts at the state and local level to do what they do with owning an NBA team. But these guys are billionaires, they have all these different businesses. I hope that they can put their feet to the fire and get them to start, I guess, maybe pressuring or maybe suggesting that we need some reform, because we need some reform. And there's only so far that a vote can do, but there's also some stuff that we need to do at a local and a national level to change these policies. Like, if we go back
Yes,
to
sir.
Wisconsin as we close off this issue, they don't wear body cameras. So now it's like
Yeah.
he said, she said, and the body cameras are to hold police accountable. That's one. But
Absolutely.
two, it's to collect evidence. So if we can't have like a unified platform, then some people are going to take advantage of that system. And
Absolutely.
then there also won't be enough insight into what happened. And
Right.
so I hope the owners step up. I hope the players step up. And I hope all of us who's listening to this podcast just gets
Yes,
out and
sir.
vote.
I'm not talking politics. I'm like, just get out there and vote. Vote for what you want.
Exercise your right.
Vote.
Exactly. Exercise your right. Absolutely.
Seattle, Portland, LA, San Fran, San Diego, Scottsdale, Phoenix. This is Kay Wynn.
And Big Ben.
And we are Western Standard Time. WSD Podcast. We're everywhere online. Podbean, iTunes, Apple Podcasts. What do we talk about, Ben?
We got all sports, NBA, NFL, MLB, Pac-12, WCC. If it's on the West Coast, we got you covered.
You know what else we got you covered? A little lifestyle, a little fun, a little banter to lighten up your day. There are 5-minute life guides.
So whether you live in Seattle, Kansas City, Frisco, Texas, Boston, Worcester, Florida, and you love West Coast sports, make sure you follow us, download us. New episode every Friday.
And we're out.
Boom.
Boom.